because of the sin of Bnei Yisrael. They sinned with the Bnos Moav and worship Or. So a plague was, they were afflicted by a plague, and 24,000 Bnei Yisrael died in the plague. And then the Pasuk, here in Parshas Pinchas, reads, Vayhi achwe hamagefa. And then something extraordinary, it says, Vayhi achwe hamagefa, after the plague, Vayom Hashem el Moshe ve'el Elazar ben Aaron ha-Kohen lemor, God speaks to Moshe and Elazar and commands them, Su esros kol adas b'nei Yisrael, b'ben esim shenor v'amala, you should count all b'nei Yisrael. But there's something remarkable in the Pasuk. It says, V'yi achwe hamagefa, and there's a pause. If you look in the Sefer Torah, you'll see it's in the writing of the Torah, there's also a space till it's in the midst of the Pasuk. It begins again, V'yam Hashem el Moshe v'el Elazar ha-Kohen lemor. So the pause, this pause is telling us that even though there was a magefa and the Jewish people still sinned so grievously, but after that, God still speaks to Moshe in this pause, and he comes back and says, count B'nai Yisrael. And as Rashi says, the counting is an indication, this new census. Rashi says, like a shepherd who counts his flock if they've been attacked by wolves. He wants to know the count of his children. He wants to know who survived the plague. So even though there's magefa, there's a pause in the pasuk, but Kadosh Baruch Hu reasserts and reaffirms the relationship. We see something similar in Parshas Vayishlach. The Torah tells us, Vayish b'shchon Yisrael be'eretz be'aretz ahi, Vayelech v'uven v'yishka v'spila p'legesh aviv, Vayishma Yisrael. And then there's a pause. Yubna Yaakov Shneim Asa, that Reuven sinned, and Vayishkav Es Bilha. That Reuven laid with Bilha, Yaakov's Pilegesh. Vayishma Yisrael, there's a pause in the Pasuk, Vayubna Yaakov Shneim Asa. And as Soloveitchik explained, that the sin of Reuven was, it undermined the authority of Yisrael, of their father. The name Yisrael means Yisaris Elokim, when Klai Yisrael, and specifically Yaakov Avinu, is Barom HaMadrega, he's referred to as Yisrael. But then, because of the sin of Reuven, he shattered the authority of Yaakov Avinu. And it says afterwards, it's no longer Yisrael, V'yu b'nei Yaakov, Shneim Asa. Yaakov represents a diminished state. And this ultimately also led to the sin of the Mechivas Yosef, because by undermining the authority of their father, that led to the Mechivas Yosef. They didn't think about their father and his love for Yosef, and they sold him into slavery. So you see this parallel between the pause in Vayishlach, but even though there was a grievous sin, but still, there's still Bnei Yaakov, there's all of them, including Reuven, are still part of the 12 Shvatim. And similarly, in our parsha, even though it's after the Magefa, there's a pause, the terrible sin of Bnei Yisrael. And so many died in the plague that ensued as punishment. But still, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And he begins to count the people to see how many died. Like the shepherd, out of love for his flock, comes back and counts them.